Chapter 1.
Well, look who's here. Justin Skaggs, how the hell are you?
Justin paused at the sound of his name, his hand still on the door he'd just pushed open. As he moved into the bar and his eyes adjusted to the dim light, he saw the guy who'd greeted him before he'd even had a chance to clear the doorway. Accepting that there was no way around it, Justin pulled out the bar stool next to the man who'd known his family for decades.
Hey, Ray. How you been? Same old thing. You know how it is.
The older man, whose clothes reeked of cigarette smoke, hacked out a raspy cough before soothing it with a swallow of his beer.
Yep.
Justin dipped his head, knowing one thing for certain, that Ray should stop smoking. He should probably stop drinking, too, if he wanted to see his grandkids grow up. As for Ray's statement about everything being the same old thing, Justin could definitely relate. That was exactly the problem in this town. Things were always the same people doing the same things in the same places. In a community that small, there was no avoiding running into people he'd known for most of his life, folks who knew him and his family's past, even when he wanted to get away from everyone for a little bit, especially when he needed to get away. It seemed he couldn't. All he'd wanted to do tonight was be alone. His goal was to get shit-faced on some beer, or bourbon if that's what it took, and then sleep it off in the truck in peaceful oblivion for a few hours. He obviously needed to drive farther to find a watering hole where no one knew him, possibly across state lines, and even that might not be far enough. Justin raised one hand to get the bartender's attention.
Bottle of light beer, please.
His original plan to consume massive amounts of the hard stuff wasn't going to play out, so he'd have a light one and then leave. One quick beer, a short goodbye, and then he'd get back in the truck and drive until he was so far away no one knew him.
How's your mama doing?
Ray's tone was imbued with the same undercurrent of sympathy Justin had gotten used to hearing over the past 2 years.
Good, thanks.
Justin hated the question he seemed to be asked everywhere he went. What could he say to answer it? Certainly not the truth, that his mother, a formerly vibrant woman, was now broken, a complete and utter mess. His mother was as good as a woman who'd lost both her husband and her oldest son in the span of less than a decade could be. Both men had been taken way too young, his father 10 years ago by a massive coronary, and his brother more recently by war. Some days she didn't get out of bed. Justin would come home from a full day of work at the Double L Ranch and find her in the same pajamas she'd been wearing when he'd left that morning, still sitting in the same spot, either on the sofa in front of the television or, on really bad days, in her bed. Other days, few and far between, she'd make a small attempt at normalcy. He'd come home and find her cleaning or cooking. But those days had become less and less frequent. More often than not, he'd be the one making dinner when he got home from the ranch at night. As the man of the house, the only one left, Justin did his best to support his mother. He'd bring her food and coax her to eat when she didn't want to. He'd give her space when she looked like she needed that, or an ear to bend when that was what she needed most. But some days, like today, Justin couldn't deal with his own life, never mind his mother's. Lord help him, because he felt like shit when he did it, but those were the days he'd disappear, fire up the engine in his brother's old truck, and drive. As the bartender delivered the beer Justin had ordered, the door swung open, letting the light of the afternoon inside the sanctuary-like darkness of the bar. Justin raised the bottle to his lips and drew in a long swallow of the icy cold brew. It slid down his throat, washing away at least a little bit of his stress. If Ray remained quiet and the bartender kept the cold ones coming, maybe he could stay and hang here for a bit.
Hey, is that Jeremy's truck I saw parked outside?
The newcomer's statement was like nails on a chalkboard, erasing whatever calm Justin had managed to achieve.
You driving Jeremy's truck?
Ray asked Justin. Justin glanced from the guy who'd just entered.